This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting edition of Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci, and this is the broadcast where Alfie helps you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be successful as an investor and really sail into retirement with peace of mind, you're going to have to take the emotion out of it when the market's going up and down and not panic, and he's going to help you to do that, and that's why you need a financial coach on your side. And you are listening to Southwest Florida's financial planner, and if you save for retirement, please call us over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. That's right. He will audit your retirement. Phone number is 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie, and he will review your current plan that you currently have in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. He'll address all your concerns. He's going to answer the question you should be asking, will my income last? And he's also going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio that can be eating up your returns each and every year. Again, that's 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that website is savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we do have an outstanding show on tap for you today. We're going to be talking about the market and how it's been rebounding lately. We're going to be talking about interest rates and how that's going to affect the market, along with oil, and especially real estate, because real estate in Southwest Florida, if you haven't noticed, is booming and picking up rather greatly, and how does that affect your retirement plans? And the person to answer all those questions and bring you the information that is pertinent to you so that you can retire with peace of mind is Coach Alfie Townsend, and it's always great to see him on this beautiful Southwest Florida Saturday mornings. Good to see you, Al.
Oh, it's gorgeous out there. A little breezy still, but hey, it's better than it was Wednesday.
I'll take breeze over rain.
Breeze over rain or breeze over snow. But hey, good morning, Southwest Florida. It's wonderful to be here and broadcasting. And John, you're right about this this real estate market. It's really coming alive. It's booming a little bit. And so, you know, we want to talk about, is real estate a good investment? You know, is real estate a good investment? And I always say, for your home, it doesn't matter when the real estate's going up and down. If you're living in your home, and it doesn't, you know, if you're not going to sell it, it really has no importance to you.
Yeah, because you're building equity into it as you're paying it down, right? So, I mean, even if it does drop a percentage, or, you know, you still at least have some equity in there. And pretty much the housing market is like, to me, like the investment market. You know, you want to buy low and sell high.
Exactly, you do. And real estate is, you know, it's a little bit tricky. Some people have self-directed IRAs and they have real estate in there, and I really prefer a portfolio or some type of fixed income plan for you opposed to real estate, because real estate, you know, if the older you get too, think about this, the older you get, if you're buying real estate as a rental properties and stuff, you have to usually pay a rental agency to collect your money. Or if you're collecting it, that means you're doing all the maintenance, and you know, if you need a new roof, you have to take all that stuff, and taxes going up, values going down. You have to take all that in consideration. But I always help, you know, explain to my clients when they come in, if they own real estate, you know, if it's been doing good for you, fantastic. But there'll probably be a time that you're probably going to want to get out of there and just have a retired lifestyle without having to worry about picking up your rent and doing all the maintenance on the properties.
Right. Sure.
You know, so with real estate, it is, if you think about it, when we first moved back here in 08, the real estate market was very, very depressed. That was where people, I think, you know, what, 05, 06?
Yeah, a lot of people bottomed upside down at that time.
The height at that point.
We were around zero for the foreclosure, you know, market. Yeah,
absolutely. So, and I just, you know, I was, Mary had some information from Denny Grimes, and he was talking about how the Fort Myers market in 2015 was up like 15%.
Yeah, 6% and prices up 18%. I mean, sales are up 6%, prices up almost 18%. So, you know, if you bought even at that time, you know, at least you're back to where the market was, you know, maybe before the crash or a little bit, a couple of years back, because I mean, it did balloon to a point that was really unrealistic. I mean, with most houses, and I mean, is that something that you foresee happening again, or do you think that you know, the appraisers and real estate people are keeping their hands off the throttle to protect the market so that it doesn't go too overvalued? Because I think that's where we were when it busted.
Well, I'm looking at any real estate that increased 18% over a year. That's a big increase. Lee, that was Lee County. That was for 2015, and then Collier County had 11% increase, but then the home sales were down 4% opposed to being up 6% in Lee County. I think because Collier County is a much more affluent county than Lee County, and the real estate is quite a bit higher. You can get a whole lot for your money, you know, more in Lee County than you can in Collier County. And, you know, so it's starting to come down a little bit, or not growing as much. So they're not going to catch up anytime soon, I can tell you that. But, you know, real estate as a whole, if you have real estate and it's your home, don't worry about the ups and downs in the value, as long as you're not planning on selling it.
Now, what about real estate as far as an investment for an investor? Is that a path that you recommend, or is that something that you want to shy away from? That?
Personally, like I said, with real estate, you have a lot of different factors that go into real estate, but they don't keep up with inflation. Typically, they're not going to keep up with inflation. You know, they have good cash flow if you have good renters in there. But I just, you know, my wife never wanted to have any property for rent. She just did not want to, you know, and it sort of favors the renters opposed to ones that, you know, if they say, listen, I don't have the money to pay you, it takes a long time to get them out.
Yeah, and that's one segment of investing in real estate. But isn't there a way to invest someone who's an investor in the market that they can buy certain products that are real estate based? You know, something you would recommend?
You could buy REITs, and you know, REITs are a real estate investment trust, which, you know, have some commercial properties and things like that. And REITs have been good overall, except when you want to try to get out of them. We've had clients that come in, John, that have REITs, and they're not as liquid as you would like. Right. That's the problem. So they pay a pretty good rate of return, but the values, you know, do go down in some cases. And then if you try to get your money out of them early, you can't redeem them. It's just very hard. So it's something that if you have a portion of your money in a REIT, that's not a problem. But what we want to do is try to create a portfolio for you that's going to, you know, give you the maximum return for the least amount of risk, and also, you know, put an income plan in place there. So, you know, I think if you have the overall plan, you want to look at this stage, what you want to ask for is, do you want liquidity? Do you want to be able to, you want to lock something up for so many years that you can't touch if you needed your money? So that's where the portfolios always come in play. Now, some of the times, you know, we'll lock some people's money up if they want guaranteed income. We'll do that with our contractual guaranteed programs that will give them that lifetime income, because they're not looking to take money out of that. They're looking to take money out of their retirement account or their other assets that are portfolio driven. And of course, there's no fees in ours because they're. And the reason why there's no fees, we had a client that came in. Hey, Billy, a little shout out for Billy. He's a listener, and he said that he was listening to us while he was riding his bike, exercising. I said, that's awesome. So he looks great for his age and young guy. And so, but what I'm getting at is, you have to have something that I was explaining to Billy was, you have retail and you have institutional.
Right.
And he says, yeah, I really don't like funds. And I, you know, because they were very expensive. I said, yeah, because that's retail. I said, you know, you saved enough. And our listeners, John, have saved enough in their lifetime to have, you know, institutional pricing opposed to retail. And what's the difference? It's like shopping at your Costco's or shopping at your local grocery store. It's a big difference in price. And let's talk about the difference in that. On the other side of this break, you're listening to Saving the Investor radio show, and give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Of course, that's area code 239. And we'll be right back after this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension or enough retirement income, and leaving their money in a world of uncertainty where the market goes up and goes down. Smart investors are turning to retirement income strategies that offer a predictable income stream, permanent income that increases with inflation. Alfie Townshend with Advantage Retirement Group designs custom strategies from your retirement savings that can get you market upside without the downside, possibly 100% tax-free, and access to your money at any time. Less than 1% of financial professionals have access to these enhanced tax-free protection strategies. Alfie brings 30 years of experience to you in his free Retirement Protection Kit. Request it now and learn ways you can optimize your retirement benefits and income. Your free Retirement Protection Kit includes the Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits Little Known Strategies Revealed report, even if you've already turned it on. Next, because life doesn't allow do-overs, get Alfie's report, The Good, the Bad, and the Fine Print. Avoid high fees and other potential traps. And also, you'll receive a white paper released by the Insured Retirement Institute on tax-efficient retirement income vehicles. With Alfie's retirement savings and Social Security strategies, you could potentially double your net retirement paycheck, minimize your taxes, and receive retirement protection. Call 561-1155 now. Get your two reports and white paper exclusively from Alfie Townshend. Yours at no cost or obligation. Call 561-1155.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. That's right. He's going to audit your retirement. You're going to sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, and he will review your account. Phone number is 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. Alfie will address all your concerns. He's going to answer questions that you should be asking, like, will my income last? And he's going to expose all the hidden fees out inside your portfolio as well that could be eating up your returns. Give him a call, meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, and he'll be available to explain to you and show you a path towards retirement that you can sail into with peace of mind. And I know, Alfie, you've got a nice workshop coming up that you want to talk about at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. You pull out all the stops, and it's a how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. And basically, you've been doing these just about every month or two, and they've been pretty successful, haven't they?
Yeah, we had one this past week over at McCormick and Schmidt, and it was a great showing, great results. And what was amazing about that is I shared something, what I shared on the radio a week or two ago about the average rate of return, and I shared that live with these people that came to our workshop, and they were really amazed at the results, and we're going to talk about that. But yeah, we are having a workshop at Ruth Chris. That's this Thursday. Now, I'm telling you this because we have a couple seats available. So if this is something for you, if you have a portfolio or you have investments of over $500,000, and you say, you know what, I don't know if my broker is telling me all my fees that I have. I don't know if I understand really what I have. I don't understand if I'm taking too much risk. These are the questions we're going to talk about. Or if you say, you know what happens if President or new President Trump or President Hillary or whoever gets in? the office, what would happen to my portfolio? These are all the things that I'll be talking about. And it's going to be a great show. It's how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. And when we talk about this, this is, we ask the people in the audience, we say, what's on your mind? What's keeping you up at night? And they say, it's ISIS. It's the deficit that we have. It's, the uncertainty. And these are the things that we talk about at this workshop. So we have a couple, we have about, I can probably squeeze in about five people all together. And this is at Ruth Chris. And you have to give us a call. And it's really, like I said, it's for people that have $500,000 or more of investable assets, because that's who's going to help the most. And if you don't have $500,000 and you have, under that, feel free to give us a call at the 561-1155 and say, Alfie, I don't have $500,000, but I have, this a lot of money to me. And what I do have, I want to make sure that I'm not overpaying in fees. I want to make sure that I'm not taking undue risk. I want to make sure that I know what I have. And I don't know if I have an income plan in place. If you don't have an income plan in place, give us a call, because that is more important. We talk about that people that are 65 and married right now have they're 65 and married today, you have a 52% chance that one of you will make it to age 95. 95. Think about that. So is your plan prepared to last you to age 95? And that's a big age. That's a lot of years. People can be retired, John, as long or longer than they worked.
Yeah, and that's why you want to plan. And if you save $500,000 for retirement this Thursday evening, March 17th at 6 p.m. at Ruth Chris down at Coconut Point, if you want to be a part of that, Alfie has about five seats available. Give him a call at 561-1155, 561-1155. He's going to be talking about how the world affairs affect your financial affairs and what are some of the topics that you discuss, because I know it's an incredible interactive night where a lot of the people that come actually get to ask questions, don't they?
It's like a town hall, and what's cool about it, I have a special guest there that will be presented with me, and everybody knows him. But the great thing about it is this: when people come to this workshop, John, they come in, and there's so many workshops going on right now. All these advisors. Look, the bottom line is this: it's all these advisors that come in from out of town. And they camp here because, the season is here.
Right.
And then they're going to pack up and move back to their home. They're not here. They don't live here. I live here 365 days a year. I'm here unless I'm traveling something. But this is our home base. This is where I live. And do you want an advisor that comes in from out of town just because the snowbirds are here? And that's why there's so many of these workshops. So they're inundated with workshops, and they go, I know they're talking about, they're talking about their fund, or they're talking about an annuity, and, trying to scare me about the market. And this is not about that, John. That's a good point. It's not about scaring you about anything. It's about educating you. And speaking of education, we had this, my good friend, with one of the portfolio managers that we use, he came in and he spoke to our clients last week. There was about 46 people that were there, right at 50 people at our office. And he says, talk to me. It was almost like the workshop we do at Ruth Chris. He says, what's on your mind? What's on your mind right now? And they were talking about portfolios and talking about, fees, talking about risk. And so what Alex said was wonderful. He said, okay, let's look at this. This is our philosophy of being in a portfolio is something that what rebalancing is so important. Now, everybody's portfolio gets rebalanced, John, but the way that these get rebalanced is daily with new monies coming in. And what that means is that you're not having to sell your stuff to buy the stuff that you're rebalancing. It's done by new money coming into the fund. So it's a very low turnover ratio. You don't want to be selling, buying. But if you can do it with new money coming in, that's the way to do it. So anyway.
You know, that's an interesting point because you're saying something really, well, I think, is powerful, because when people rebalance, they normally do it at the end of the year or, you know, to get back to if they're in a 75-25 equity type situation. But what you're saying, new money coming in, that means if I have a 75-25 plan and you have a 75-25 plan, basically we're going to have the same holdings every day that they rebalance. Is that correct? I mean, that makes a world of difference. Is that exactly how it's happening?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to keep you within 5% up or down. But the main thing is this. It's being done with new money coming in. It flows down to the portfolios. But the biggest thing that he said that made so much sense last week, and the clients just loved it, is he said, you know, if you're in and out of the market, if you're going in and out of the market, you are selling your stuff to go to cash, when do you know when to get back? He says when returns come, and this is the most important thing I want our listeners to hear, when returns come, you don't know when they come. Right. You don't know when they're going to come, but when they come in fast. They come fast. And when they come fast, these returns hit. Now, you see what's happening Friday, you know, yesterday, what happened yesterday in the market, you know, the returns were there. This whole week we had pretty good returns. Over the last 3 weeks, okay, our people that were down made majority of their money up in 3 weeks.
Right.
And if you miss those 3 weeks, then you missed your opportunity for returns. So the bottom line is you don't want to go in and out of the market, but you do want to have a portfolio that you understand that you're not taking undue risk. We had a client in last week, John, that absolutely we were able to give him the same historical return for years and years and years with a 50-50 portfolio. It reduces volatility by 77%.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about more about that rebalancing right after this break. So we want you to stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
We're in studio right now with Alfie Townshend and Advantage Retirement Group, and I hear the words DROP program, Alfie. So what is DROP?
Well, DROP is for people that are in the Florida State Retirement Program, and they're about to retire within 5 years. So if you're in that program, there's some things that you have to do, and our office does all the paperwork for our clients and people that are in the DROP because it is time sensitive, Drew. They have a certain amount of time. They have to take that money and put it into an IRA or their tax on the whole amount. Very important. And there's a lot of people out there chasing these people, and they don't know anything about the program. And we deal with hundreds and hundreds of these people throughout the year with our partners.
It's something that you take care of. You do the paperwork. This is something that's pretty much set it and forget it, just about.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is we're going to help you retire with confidence.
There you go. So give Alfie a call, 561-1155. He's here year-round, a family business that's ready to help you today. 561-1155, Alfie Townshend and Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. That's right. He's going to audit your retirement, expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio, address all your concerns, and answer the question, will your income last? 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, whichever is close to you, and he will review your current plan. And before the commercial break, Alfie, you were talking about rebalancing and how you reduce someone's volatility, but really have them have the same potential to get the same returns. How is that even possible?
Well, good question. So, you know, it's not me that's doing it, thank goodness, because it's someone a whole lot smarter. This is going back to the 1990s. This is 65 years of research. And what they realize is this, like these people, Sharp and Markowitz and Fama, they realize these are all Nobel Prize laureates. They realize by adding asset classes, it reduces your volatility. So the simplest way to do it is if you had the S&P 500, that's called large cap stock. Okay, it has a historical return. It has a historical volatility number. Very easy. So by adding by adding, instead of having 100% in that, say, let's say we reduce it to 70% and add 20% international large and 10% international small. So you're introducing two new asset classes into that one. What it does, it almost increases that large cap to almost a percent, you know, about 70%. It goes up to, instead of a 10% return, it's 10.7. So you just increase your return by almost a percent by just adding a couple asset classes. At the same time, it reduces your volatility also.
That's awesome.
So this is, and I remember at a conference I was at with Eugene Fama, he said, you know, it's the closest thing to a free lunch with investing you'll ever have. And so what I'd like to tell people is this, is your portfolio running efficient? And that's what you have to find out. Is it running efficient? Which means this, are you taking undue risk to get that return? That's what we do with that financial MRI. You give us a call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Of course, that's area code 239. The big difference is to look at what you have, break it down, and show it to you, and you're going to be amazed. And when we come back after this break, I'm going to talk about taking undue risk so you can see that in your own portfolio. If you're taking undue risk, and people ask, John, how do you reduce, how do you fight inflation? We fight inflation by reducing your fees because we're institutional. And we also fight inflation by not losing as much.
All right. Well, if you are a person that would like to find out more information about what Alfie's talking about, give him a call at 561-1155, 561-1155. And if you have saved over $500,000 for retirement, Alfie does has 5 seats available for a workshop this coming Thursday, March 17th at 6 p.m. at Ruth Chris Steakhouse in the Coconut Point Mall. And he's going to talk about how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. Give him a call at 561-1155. And if you don't have that amount of money saved, you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner, so you can call Alfie over the next 15 minutes and meet with Alfie to audit your retirement in Fort Myers or Naples. Again, that phone number is 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie, and Alfie will review your current situation. He'll address your concerns, answer all your questions, and especially the one, will your income last? That's most important. You can go to savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci, and you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. He's going to audit your retirement, examine your portfolio from the inside out, and make recommendations to you that will be beneficial for you so that you can sail into retirement with peace of mind. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155, 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie, Fort Myers or Naples. Two beautiful offices, and he will review your current plan. He's going to address your concerns that you have, answer all your questions, especially the one that will your income outlast you, and he's going to expose all the fees inside your portfolio. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the products and services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we've been talking about the market. We talked a little bit about real estate today, and the market did have a nice rebound this week, and the question that probably on everybody's mind is, if the market's doing good and we're in a presidential election year, which a lot of times it remains flat, do you foresee interest rates going up at the next meeting? And really, if that begins to happen on a steady incline, how is that going to affect the market, Coach?
I think they learned not to raise the rates consistently like they did, you know, back when that was happening, like, you know, one almost 1% of the time. So I think when they start raising rates again, it's going to be more of a, you know, smaller quarter percent types. And I think it's going to, the market's going to bear it, because remember, the market knows, the market is already in place. The prices are already in place of these type of things.
But why does that, I mean, I'm just thinking about, why would an interest rate at a quarter basis point or a half point, why would that send the market into like a free spin? I mean, basically they're investing in companies, obviously, that, you know, are growing or hopefully growing. That's how they increase in their stocks. But, you know, why would that be such a bad thing for investors?
Well, if it gets too high, then people will take money out of the market and put it in other vehicles that are guaranteed, you know, to take that risk out. So, but remember, as interest rates go up, the market goes up also, because the cost of doing business is more. So cost of doing business is more, but that gets added back into the value of the stock going up. So it's not the worst thing. You can go back to history and look at when rates were higher, the markets were doing great, and, you know, when interest rates were higher. And, you know, people are going to be in, you know, when CD rates were at 6 and 7, the market was producing 12 and 13% back there. So the markets are always going to be ahead of what the interest rates are, and they're going to you know, trend to definitely a higher level than that over the long haul. Right. And I say definitely, that means over the long haul it's going to do that. Now, you know, we talked about it at the first half hour about Ruth Chris. We talked about that I have 5 seats available, and who this would be for. It's for people that have invested at least $500,000 or more in their, you know, their retirement plan or their portfolio, and they just want to, a lot of, you know, some people have come to our workshops and they said, you know, I've been listening to you, but I never called you, you know, and this is an opportunity that I can come and meet with you. And it is an opportunity. You know, you can meet with us on a, you know, with other people there if you want to, if you feel like a little intimidated to say, you know, pick up that phone. Don't be intimidated, because I don't bite. What you're going to do is you're going to give us a call and say, yes, I would like to, you know, come in your office and get that financial MRI, which is really to find out what my fees are and how much risk I'm taking. It's not just fees, though. It's undue risk that you're taking. And I give the example of undue risk. Very easy. It's everything, volatility. No one likes volatility, but that's not really correct, because people like uptick volatility when the market's sure. doing good. That's volatile yeah. going up, but it's exciting watching that market go up. But the down volatility is what we don't like. We like up volatility, but not down. But in order to get returns, you have to have some volatility. What we stress here is don't lose more money than you need to lose in order to get that return.
Right.
So I'm gonna go over my 5-6-7 and 5-6-6 again. I did this a week or so ago, but I do this at the workshop now, and it's wonderful. But these, you know, think about this. I used to ride motorcycles. I had a Harley, and having a Harley or having a motorcycle, I don't care if it's a moped, could be a car here in Southwest Florida. It's a risk just to have that.
Sure.
It's a risk. So you know we're taking a risk. In the portfolio, you're taking some type of risk. But if my, let's say my tires were balding, okay? I was going to have a blowout any time and I didn't fix it. Let's say my belt was shredding a little bit, and it was shredding a little bit, and it looked like it was going to bust any time. If I didn't fix it, that means I'm taking undue risk. Or let's say the rain just came, it just started downpouring. I said, I'm going to get out on this bike and ride it. You're taking an undue risk. So there's things in your portfolio after I meet with you that you're going to say, you know what? I don't need to take all this undue risk and have a return that I can live with and reduce my volatility and keep my returns about the same. Or you can say, you know what? I'm okay with the risk that I've been taking, but gosh, I'm getting rewarded by better interest rates, you know, better returns, that is. So that's what you find out. And you also want to find out about your hidden fees, because every portfolio has fees. It's not just what the advisor charges you. And especially if you have these variable annuities, man, if you have a variable annuity, give me a call, because what we're going to do is we're going to get on the phone. We'll call these companies and find out exactly what your fees are. And when I start asking these people questions, like I say, you know, like I always said, they put me on hold. They come back because they have to ask somebody else what the answer is because they've never heard of the questions I'm going to ask. But when it's all said and done, we're going to find out what your fee is. Like my client that I use all the example, he had a $500,000 variable annuity last year. And he said, Alfie, no. The advisor said there's no fees at all on it. I said, well, let's just call and find out. Well, it ended up being 4.7%. 4.7 on $500,000, almost $25,000 a year in fees.
Wow.
And he had it for 6 years.
And he didn't know about it.
He didn't know about it. Yeah. So he had over $100,000 in fees in the 6 years that he had it, and he didn't have any growth in the thing. But he had fees that he didn't see. The insurance company in that case made money and the advisor made money. We don't use those type of insurance products. We use more of the third generation annuities, which would be a fixed annuity that doesn't have these fees in it, because that's what you have to eliminate is your fees. And if you can eliminate those fees, you're going to be much, much better shape than that. But let's talk about how we're going to create an income for you and how we're going to fight inflation. So we put this program together for you. And let's just say that you have two portfolios. Let's say you're a do-it-yourselfer or you have a 401k and you go to Morningstar and you're just looking at the Morningstar and saying, you know what? Both of these portfolios, portfolio A, portfolio B, has the same return. Both of them have the same return. Portfolio A is Vanguard, though. Matter of fact, it's Vanguard 500. Portfolio B is just a diversified portfolio that you never heard of, and the fees are over 1% more than Vanguard each year. Most likely, you would pick the Vanguard one because Vanguard is a name that everybody loves and trusts. And I don't blame you. I would do the same. But that's all you knew about this. You were just looking at the average returns over the last 15 years from 2000 to 2015. What you don't know, like Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story is this. How they got that average return is the important part that you have to understand. Wall Street doesn't care if the returns come at the beginning of the year, beginning of those years, or at the end. It's going to average the same. If you say, what is 2 times 3 times 1, it's 6. 3 times 2 times 1, it's 6. It doesn't matter how it comes. It's going to average the same return. Okay, so if you put $1 million in there, and you put $1 million in portfolio one, which happened to be the Vanguard from 2000 to 2015, came out to be 1.8 million, even all the negative years and positive years. In the portfolio that had the same return, but that was diversified, that stopped all these, not all your losses, but you did not have these big 37% losses, 20% losses, 10% losses in those 15 years. You were $500,000 more, John. You were at 2.3 million. So you had these are actual portfolios that had the same average return, but one had $500,000 more from your $1 million 15 years later, because it's not so much how much you're making on these home runs. You can afford, and that's our philosophy at our firm. So if your philosophy isn't like this, then we might not be a good fit. You might not be getting these home runs on the upticks, you know, these markets. You're going to make money, but it's not going to be dollar for dollar what the market's going to make you. But on the downturn, if we can keep you from losing a lot of money, the bottom line is this: you will have an income plan that will sustain you for years and years to come. If you cannot afford, you can afford not to make as much on the uptick, but you cannot afford. It's crucial to understand this in retirement. You cannot afford to take these big hits, because that's called sequential return. A sequence of returns is where you're taking money out of this account, your accounts, during a down market. You could be out of money. And so what this MRI is all about is you give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155, and say, Alfie, can I come in and show you what I have and see if I'm going to be okay? And you know what? If you are okay, it's going to show you. And then you're going to feel good. If you're not okay, it's going to show you. Then it's your choice to fix it or not fix it. So which portfolio do you have? Do you have portfolio number one or do you have portfolio number two? And that's what you're going to find out. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension or enough retirement income and leaving their money in a world of uncertainty where the market goes up and goes down. Smart investors are turning to retirement income strategies that offer a predictable income stream, permanent income that increases with inflation. Alfie Townshend with Advantage Retirement Group designs custom strategies from your retirement savings that can get you market upside without the downside, possibly 100% tax-free, and access to your money at any time. Less than 1% of financial professionals have access to these enhanced tax-free protection strategies. Alfie brings 30 years of experience to you in his free retirement protection kit. Request it now and learn ways you can optimize your retirement benefits and income. Your free retirement protection kit includes the Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits Little Known Strategies Revealed report, even if you've already turned it on. Next, because life doesn't allow do-overs, get Alfie's report, The Good, the Bad, and the Fine Print. Avoid high fees and other potential traps. And also, you'll receive a white paper released by the Insured Retirement Institute on tax-efficient retirement income vehicles. With Alfie's retirement savings and Social Security strategies, you could potentially double your net retirement paycheck, minimize your taxes, and receive retirement protection. Call 561-1155 now. Get your two reports and white paper exclusively from Alfie Townshend. Yours at no cost or obligation. Call 561-1155.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. He will sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples, examine your current portfolio. 561-1155. Again, that phone number is 561-1155. He will address all your concerns, answer all your questions, and especially the one, will my income last? He's also going to expose all the fees inside your portfolio. Also, too, if you've saved over $500,000 for retirement, Alfie is having a special workshop, How the World Affairs Affect Your Financial Affairs, at Ruth Chris Steakhouse this Thursday evening, March 17th at 6 p.m. And if you've saved that amount of money or more, give him a call. Make your reservation there. It will be at Coconut Point, 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the products and services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And you know, Alfie, you're talking about, it's really not how much you save, it's really how much you keep and how much you increase. And really, like you showed in that example, which is powerful in those two portfolios, if you don't have the right asset mix and you don't have the right strategy or philosophy, which you have, you could make a bigger gain in the first couple of years than the other person. But really, in the long run, the retention may not be there, and that can cause people a whole lot of heartache, especially if they're into retirement already, can't it?
You know, it's a matter of succeeding and not succeeding. So you have to, a lot of advisors, John, they're good during the accumulation years because you could have a big hit, but you're putting money in and it comes back as you have time to have it come back. But during your retirement years, it's called the harvesting phase. So you have the accumulation phase and now you have the harvesting phase when you have to take the money out that you're making, that you've made in your lifetime, that you're dependent on, and now you have to take income from it. And a lot of people are not, you know, a lot of advisors are going to say, yeah, we'll do it with bonds, long-term bonds, which are awful. If you have long-term bonds, you need to give us a call. And if and some people will do it with dividend paying stocks. They don't really keep up with inflation all that much, but you know, dividend paying stocks for companies really aren't growing anymore, and they can cut their dividends. They can, you know, you can you can have some dividend paying stocks that go out of business too.
Sure.
So you have to have a well diversified portfolio, and you have to stay away from them real drastic downturns inside your portfolio in order to succeed. And that's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group. We're going to look at what you have. We might put some of it with guaranteed contractual guarantee contracts for income to make sure, you know, when you come in, John, let's say your portfolio generates 3%, you're needing, let's say you're needing $35,000 income from your account. Then I'll ask you, how much of that do you want guarantee and how much of it do you want in the market? So they say, okay, I want all of it in the market. Then we'll put it in the market. But if you say, you know what, I wouldn't mind to have 15,000 of it guarantee and the balance of it in the market, we can show you how to do that. We can show you how to do that, because the great thing about us is we're independent. We're not tied to any one company. I'm not with a broker that gets revenue sharing. You get these brokers that absolutely, they're with these big companies, John. I can't believe it. And it states on their prospectus, hey, this could be a conflict of interest, but they have these mutual fund companies that partner up with these big firms, these, you know, Edward Jones, all these big firms, and they do revenue sharing, meaning, hey, you sell this product, you sell our product, and we will give you extra money that comes out of the client's account, but you get extra money. That sounds good to me. Well, it doesn't sound good to me, I can tell you that, because if they're taking money from you to the question you have to ask yourself, well, is that really a good product for me, a good fund for me, or is it a better product for the brokerage firm?
Yeah, it sounds like it's better for the brokerage firm, and that's why you want a financial coach on your side, that his fiduciary responsibilities is to you and not to the products that he offers here. Phone number to call is 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
We're here in studio with Alfie Townshend and Advantage Retirement Group. And Alfie, what's the difference? You know, people talk about independent versus brokerage firm. The difference?
The biggest difference, Drew, is between a broker and independent advisor. As an independent advisor, we are held, I feel, to a higher standard of what we can do and can't do with fiduciary responsibility. And, you know, there's things on brokerage accounts that will say, you know, there's a conflict of interest by offering this product. And we're not going to do that. We're going to do what's best for the client. So if you have these brokerage accounts, bring them in, let us analyze it for you and show you all the hidden fees that you're not even aware of.
So do you report to shareholders?
We do not report to shareholders, which is awesome. We report to our clients.
No, that's a big deal, and that's something you should call Alfie and talk to him about. 561-1155. Of course, Alfie's here year-round, a family business that is ready to help you in your financial future. So give him a call, 561-1155. That's Alfie Townshend and Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. He will examine your portfolio from the inside out, make recommendations that are prudent and beneficial for you well into your retirement years so that you'll have peace of mind when you retire. Phone number to call him is 561-1155, Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will address your concerns, answer all your questions, tell you if you have enough income saved that will outlast you, and he will expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. And we do want to invite you, if you have over $500,000 saved for retirement, Alfie does have 5 slots available for his How the World Affairs Affect Your Financial Affairs workshop at Ruth Chris Steakhouse in the Coconut Point Mall, Thursday, March 17th, this Thursday at 6 p.m. If you'd like to come and be a part of that, 561-1155, call and get your seat so that you can be available with that. And, you know, Alfie, you bring a lot of great information today. And obviously risk return. Everybody wants the upside. You know, it's interesting to me, really, even if the market goes down, it doesn't have to keep going higher in order for people to get returns, in a sense. In other words, if we're at 17,000 now, it doesn't mean that I'm just going to make money if it gets to 18 or 19. I mean, as returns dip and as things come back, because they're buying more in a rebalancing structure, they can actually make money even if the market hovers around the same number, because you're not really interested in the Dow only, are you?
That's right. That's what I was going to say. The Dow is one thing, but as the Dow's hovering back and forth, international has been real good. That's one of the market wraps for this week. And by the way, we're down to only two seats available, John.
All right. I mean, speaking of market wraps, you know, something I want you to talk about is you're doing the closing bell each and every day now, after the closing bell on Wink, and that's on this same channel, isn't it?
Yeah. So what happened? We sponsor Wink News at 4:30 on 92.5 Fox. Every Monday through Friday, every day, we do the closing bell here. That's a privilege to do that, because sure. I got to call in right after closing bell and talk about what happened in today's market, and you know, oil prices increase, and that's what drove the market up. We'll talk about oil prices increasing, but that's every day, Monday through Friday, on this station, 92.5 Fox. It's at 4:30. Wink, you know, I sponsor the Wink News, at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll do the wrap, and it's the closing bell wrap, which we'll talk, I'll talk about daily, what made the market do what the market does, which, we really don't know what, we can say oil prices, we can say international, but it could be something big that day, and we'll talk about it. And I give what the closing bell, what the numbers are every day at 4:30. So listen in, it's a good little piece. And so, international, they have rebounded a lot lately, and that's why our portfolios are really coming back with a flurry, because international stocks and small cap stocks, a lot of people don't have that. When I analyze their portfolio, they don't have the international stocks. They don't have the small cap stocks, and those are stocks that you need to have a diversified portfolio and to reduce your volatility. That's a lot of people think it is, more risk to have that, but it reduces your risk. So that's what we want to teach you here at the Advantage Retirement Group. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. The bottom line is this: there's a lot of people out there that do what I do.
Sure.
Okay. But if we put them side by side,
not the way you do it,
not the way I do it, though. We had a client that came in last week, and they said, how big is your firm? How many people do you have? And this and that. I said, well, listen, the companies that we deal with, I said, are the Charles Schwab, the $6 billion portfolios. I said, you're dealing with me as a relationship. I said, well, you're not going to be a number with me. You are family with me. Just because I have 10 employees doesn't mean that you're going to be a number. You're going to be family where you are right now, where he was right now. He was with the Fisher Investments, and he just gets phone calls. He's never met his advisor, because his advisor is in Oregon.
Wow.
So, I said, that's not going to be like that here. What you have here with us is you have quarterly meetings with our clients, with clients and group sessions, and we also have events all the time, and that's what you want, because this is a family oriented type of business, in a sense that, because this is your life savings, and we're going to do everything we can with the fiduciary responsibility we have, with the custodians that we use, with the Fidelities and the Charles Schwabs, that are watching over your money. You never make your check payable to our company, never, ever, 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 or the insurance companies that we deal with. It's always to them. And that's what you have to be concerned with, is having an independent person that can make your retirement what you're hoping it can be.
Yeah, well, you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. Coach Alfie Townshend is available to meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples. And if you have saved for retirement, call Alfie over the next few minutes to meet with him. He will audit your retirement. Yes, he'll audit your retirement, examine your portfolio from the inside out, make recommendations to you that are beneficial and prudent for you well into your retirement years, so that you can sail there with peace of mind. Alfie's going to answer all your questions. He's going to address your concerns, especially the question, will your income last? You need to know that, because we're living longer. Alfie said it in this broadcast. Many people are living well into their 90s, and some of you will be retired longer than you worked. You need to know if your plan and your strategy is set to outlast you. Give him a call at 561-1155. He will audit your retirement. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And I do want to remind you, he does have a couple of seats left. If you saved over $500,000 for retirement, he has a special workshop this week at Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Coconut Point, How the World Affairs Affect Your Financial Affairs, this Thursday evening, March 17th at 6 p.m. If you've saved that amount of money, give him a call at 561-1155. And if you haven't, don't feel left out. You're going to meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Until next time, stay tuned and be blessed.
With a billion stars all around.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.
The news and talk of Southwest Florida, 92.5 Fox News.